everyone, my name is Delancey and you are listening to The Nutrition Nerd. I have another medical literacy episode for you, this time defining what CBC testing is, as well as what it could mean for your nutritional status. So CBC stands for Complete Blood Count. It's a really easy, common blood test that screens for a broad range of disorders from anemia to infection to cancer. The ideal ranges for your CBC are ultimately going to vary based on your age and gender. The test is measuring three types of blood cells: your red blood cells, your white blood cells, and your platelets. Your red blood cells are like mini mailmen. They're responsible for carrying and dropping off oxygen, as well as picking up and removing carbon dioxide from your body. If your red blood cell count is wacky, this may be due to anemia, a condition that occurs when your blood is deficient in iron, which may be due and could potentially be remedied by an increase in dietary sources of iron, hence this measurement's importance to a nutrition professional. White blood cells are your body's policemen. They fight invaders, infection, disease, and so forth. Abnormal white blood cell counts could be due to infection, inflammation, or cancer. Again, nutrition intervention may help solve some of these issues. And finally, platelets. These little guys are like construction workers. They help clot blood and control bleeding. So if you ever scrape yourself, it's the platelets who help patch you back up. If these numbers are off, you could be at an increased risk of excess bleeding, and this may be due to a serious underlying medical condition, or it could be due to a deficiency or toxicity of a certain micronutrient, potentially due to what you might or might not be eating enough of. As I said, CBCs are common for routine checkups. They also may be used to monitor a patient on a treatment plan. They won't diagnose anything, but they'll alert a medical professional if something seems off. It's a great set of measurements to be familiar with in the event you want to discuss them further with a doctor or registered dietitian. This has been The Nutrition Nerd. Hopefully you learned something new today, and I will catch you in the next one.